Vatican whistleblower calls on McCarrick to repent publicly of his sins. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on January 14, 2019. A former papal nuncio to the United States has called on Archbishop Theodore McCarrick to repent publicly of his sins, crimes, and sacrileges before it is too late. Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, who released a bombshell report in late August alleging that Pope Francis knew of McCarrick's serial homosexual abuse and yet reinstated him to a position of influence in the Vatican, has now written an open letter to McCarrick urging him to repent and make his peace with God. "What really matters and what has saddened those who love you and pray for you," Vigano wrote in the letter made available to Breitbart News, "is the fact that throughout these months you haven't given any sign of repentance. I am among those who are praying for your conversion, that you may repent and ask pardon of your victims in the Church. Time is running out," the Archbishop warns, "but you can confess and repent of your sins, crimes and sacrileges, and do so publicly, since they have themselves become public. Your eternal salvation is at stake." In his letter, Vigano refers to recent news that the charges against McCarrick for crimes against minors and abuses against seminarians are going to be examined by the Vatican Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith and judged very soon with an administrative procedure. The Archbishop insists that McCarrick should publicly repent not only for the good of his own soul, but for the good of the Church as well and for all those who have been hurt by the scandal. "You, paradoxically, have at your disposal an immense offer of great hope for you from the Lord Jesus. You are in a position to do great good for the Church," Vigano writes. "In fact, you are now in a position to do something that has become more important for the Church than all of the good things you did for her throughout your entire life. A public repentance on your part would bring a significant measure of healing to a gravely wounded and suffering Church. Are you willing to offer her that gift?" he says. "I implore you," Vigano concludes in his spiritual appeal, "repent publicly of your sins, so as to make the Church rejoice and present yourself before the tribunal of our Lord cleansed by His blood. Please, do not make His sacrifice on the cross void for you. Christ, our good Lord, continues to love you," he writes. "Put your entire trust in His Sacred Heart. And pray to Mary, as I and many others are doing, asking her to intercede for the salvation of your soul." Follow Thomas D. Williams on Twitter. Follow @WilliamsRome.